dolls. Here's to Kevin and to Derry and Tyrone. Two for Manna, Monaghan, Down and Weasel, whilst the puppets run until Ireland 32 is on our own. So here's to all Ireland undivided, to all the Irish men and true. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed. One for all and all for Ireland 32. So now we go, Dublin, Longford and Wicklow, through to Carroll, Louth, Kilkenny and Kildare. To a sweet through Mead and Leaks, full of nature, beauty, things. Ah, while Offaly and Westford do the share. So here's to all Ireland undivided, to all young Irish men and crew. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed. One for all and all for Ireland 32. And the treaty stone, hasn't Ireland's history shown? The noble Kerry sent O'Connell on to Clare. Brilliant Maher of the sword, first saw life in Waterford, the rebel corps of Tipperary do and dare. So here's to all Ireland undivided, to all young Irish men and true. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed. One for all and all for Ireland 32. Connacht province has but five, the west awake and much alive. Sligo, Galway and Roscommon, forth the foe. Leitrim, proud of Shannon's fame, summon up I'll proudly name. Ah, the grand and lovely county of Mayo. So here's to all Ireland undivided, to all young Irish men and true. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed. One for all and all for Ireland 32. So here's to all Ireland undivided, to all young Irish men and true. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed. One for all and all for Ireland 32.
When the green flag went up and the crown flag came down, was the neatest and sweetest thing ever you saw. When they played that great game they called Erin-go-Bragh. God bless Gallen Pearce and his comrades who died, Tom Clark, McDonough, McDermott, McBride. And here's to James Connolly, who gave one hurrah and faced the machine guns for Erin-go-Bragh. Was down in Ringsend for the honour of Ireland to uphold and defend. He had no veteran soldiers but volunteers raw. Play sweet bars or music for Erin-go-Bragh. For Kent and his comrades like lions that day, from the South Dublin Union for death and dismay. But what was there of when the invaders then saw all the dead Kerry soldiers on Erin-go-Bragh? A great foreign captain was raving that day, saying, give me 1 hour and they blow you away. But a big Mauser bullet got stuck in his jaw, and he died of lead poison on Erin-go-Bragh. Dublin to a hoardew renown, in the long generations her fame will go down, and the children will tell how their forefathers saw the red blaze of freedom o'er Erin-go-Bragh.
terror failed to win allegiance from our people, and the black and tan they were brought in, because they teach us manners. Instead of teaching, they were taught a lesson which they dearly bought. When King Michael's day was fought, law was their bloody banner. From east to west, from north to south, they tried to drive the column out. A muster across Barry's route awoke them from their dreams. Though 10-1 they were that day, our boys were victors in the fray. And over the hills we marched away with war pipes merrily screaming. The Essex brutes who tortured hales and scoured the land to fill the jails thought their ugly deeds would quail the hearts of Irish mothers. Hey, dearly for their deeds were they when passing by Tyree one day. We dearly made the Essex pay and well avenged our brothers. When Barry saw the Tans of face, the spirit of his fighting race, his soul went through, did madly chase, his blood went boiling over. He marched his men to Ross's town, they burnt the famous fortress down. Never again will England's crown her foothold there recover. Piper, play a martial air to the gallant boys who conquered there. A merry tune to banish care, not mournful or solemn. But the grandest tune that was ever played by the fighting squads of the 3rd Brigade, whose glorious deeds will never fade, the boys of Barry's column.
Thank you. It was in the year 1845, a great hunger came o'er the land. And it was the neglect of the rulers to be that no crops could the soil command. Yet the farmer he tilled, he toiled and he sowed, and he planted with his strong hands. A great hunger came o'er the land. The moon it shone bright, oh, the late autumn skies was the finest, the harvest moon. Yet it was not the sight of joy to be seen, for then again too soon crop failure had turned the sweetness all sour in the hearts of all Ireland. A great hunger came o'er the land. Now the men they grow weak, and the women are pale, and the children are dying now. The cold winter months will soon pass us by, without hope in the early spring. And the people will cry with a hungry plea, without hope of a helping hand. A great hunger came o'er the land. The birds they are singing way out of tune, as the cart pulls the donkey along. The crops they have failed us again in this year, oh then tell me what caused this wrong. Was it the curse of a witch that caused this bad deed, or the work of a devil's hand? A great hunger came o'er the land. Not a devil or witch had a hand in this deed, of this I assure you now. But the cuckoo of men, this crippling foe, though it's little that you might have, he's exploited the work of the laboring man, and while his belly expands, a great hunger came o'er the land.
Many young men of 20 said goodbye on that long day, from the break of dawn until the sun was high. Many young men of 20 said goodbye. Many young men of 20 said goodbye.
They left the mountains and the glens, the lasses and the fine young men. I saw a tear in every girl and boy. Many young men of 20 said goodbye. Last night I held my darling in my arms. Farewell, my love, it breaks my heart to see you cry. Farewell, my love, for maybe I will die. Many young men of 20 said goodbye. My boy Willie sailed away, and a big ship went away. He sailed away and left me here to cry. For many young men of 20 said goodbye.
Many young men of 20 said goodbye. On that long day, from the break of dawn until the sun was high, many young men of 20 said goodbye. Many young men of 20 said goodbye.
I wish that I was back again beside my darling in the glen. We'd sit and watch the small birds as they fly. For many young men of 20 said goodbye. Many young men of 20 said goodbye. Oh, that long day, from the break of dawn until the sun was high. Many young men of 20 said goodbye. Many young men of 20 said goodbye.
One night as the wind whispered eerie tales, and the stars danced to and fro, I dreamt of the land where my forefathers trod in those times of long ago. In Boston Harbor, I saw brave men, and I watched with youthful pride when they scattered a tea in a tax-laden sea to a dark and an angry tide. I wondered then as I watched these men who flouted King George's might, would red-coat hordes with their glittering swords wreak vengeance in the night. Then a voice rang out in the starry air, "Stand fast, young man, be brave. Far better to die neath an open sky than live like a cowering slave. That early dawn of that April morn, I stood on a mountain tall and felt the shock of the musket shot that started first freedom's call. My spirit soared as his thunder roared. I prayed to the blazing sky to bless the hand of the gallant band who carried our banner high. In that shifting scene of my wandering dream, I rode fast to Bennington town. General Stark and his green mountain boys were camped on the dewy ground. I gazed for a while and saw his sad smile. Then he softly said to me, "The young blood will stain this Fairmont plain before our land is free." I remember that smile as I rode each mile. In my heart a dreadful chill, the blood and the sweat and the smell of death rising high over Bunker Hill. The men and the boys with their sightless eyes who lay dead before their time when they broke the chain of King George's reign in a place they called Brandywine. Then clear upon a cold night there, I heard a suffering cry. A ragged band of hungry men were slowly shuffling by. Across the valley grim and bare, I heard a bugle blow, the bloody beat of their torn feet staining the virgin snow. In the shivering scene of my nightmare dream, a tall man spoke to me. He looked grey and old in the crippling cold, but his eyes were bright and clear. He said, "Listen well, then you must tell of these deeds these men have done. And future days will sing their praise from dawn to the setting sun. Tell them of Saratoga, where the patriots fought and died. Of Valley Forge, of Paul Revere, who made that midnight ride. Of Copens and King's Mountain, don't let them soon forget. Of Patrick Henry's immortal words, give me liberty or death. Remember Swan Fox Marion, who led that wily band. Of Allen, Green, and Sumter, who made a noble stand. Remember, too, the mothers true, who cried their tears alone. Their names will be told with the brave and the bold where'er our flag is flown." He left me then, but I saw him again standing tall near Yorktown Bay. I saw Cornwallis surrender his sword on that bleak October day. Then a tall man turned and he said to me, "Young man, our fight has just begun." Like a flashing scene, I awoke from my dream and I cried in my silent room. On my way to school, I felt like a fool as my childish tears did flow. The things I had seen were all in a dream. You see, they'd happened long ago. Then I cast my eye to a building high where the flag was floating free, and I smiled to the sun for the men who had won a nation for you and me.
The ship it sails at half an hour to cross the broad Atlantic. Me friends are standing on the quay with grief and sorrow frantic. I'm just about to sail away in the good ship Dan O'Leary. The anchor's weighed and the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And it's goodbye Mick, and goodbye Pat, and goodbye Kate and Mary. The anchor's weighed and the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And now the steam is blowing off, I have no more to say. I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. In my...